There's a phrase, sometimes it's a two-word phrase, sometimes it's a three-word phrase, sometimes it's a four-word phrase that is found repeatedly in the Scripture. I think the two-word phrase is only found twice, but then it increases as we look at these other phrases. And I'm not going to take the time to look at every single time that these phrases are looked at, or given in the King James translation, but it's there numerous times. And sometimes the context differs. But the context that I want to look at, it is numerous times. I suppose that it's safe to say that the majority of these times, of the times that these phrases are mentioned in the Old Testament, which that's where they're found most of the time, that it has to do with calling the children of Israel to come back. But not always. Sometimes when there are specific needs among the children of Israel, then these phrases are brought into the conversation. Specific need of God's wisdom, specific need of God's strength, God's help, some kind of direction. There was something specific, and so these phrases are brought into the context. We're looking at youth revival in just a matter of a few weeks. And I think that that fits the requirement. Or that causes us to fit within the confines of the context so that the phrase fits our conversation now. And I want to bring it to our attention tonight. Just briefly. Because I want us to close out this evening with special prayer specifically for our youth revival. The phrase that I'm talking about or that I'm looking at in some form or another says it this way, three-word phrase, seek the Lord. Now, I read it this morning in Deuteronomy, or not in Deuteronomy, excuse me, in the book of the Psalms. I'm going to look at the first verse that I'm looking at this evening is in Deuteronomy. Seek the Lord. Seek Him. You'll find that a couple of times. You'll see, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord God. Seek ye the Lord. But it's all there. It's all within that same thought and those same ideas. And you can look at it in your search, searching your digital Bible. You can find it very easily, very quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, but if thou from thence, or if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, thou shalt find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, Solomon is being spoken to here. And he's told that if thou seek him, if you seek him, he will be found of thee. In 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2, and he's speaking here to the man Asa, the king Asa, and the Lord is saying to him, if you seek him, he will be found of you. You see, we find this repeatedly. It's over and over again. Psalm 22, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Psalm 119, 2, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Blessed. they that seek him with the whole heart. First Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 22:19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. 2 Chronicles 15:12, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Now you go back and you look at the context here. The context may be somewhat different in each one. They have a different thought and a different idea. But it's still that same overwhelming, that overtone of them all where there's some kind of a need and they are challenged, encouraged, sometimes commanded to seek the Lord. Sometimes the command was so severe in the Old Testament that if they didn't seek the Lord, they would die. That's pretty rough. I'm not going to read those verses to you tonight. Seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Wow. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Not just Jehoshaphat, but all the people. All the people collectively, they gathered themselves to seek the Lord. The verse that I read this morning, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Acts chapter 17, verse 22, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. There's still that need to seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek ye him. Now, the Hebrew writer shifts things a little bit for us. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Does God want to give us good gifts? Does God want to do good things for us? Most of you know that Natalie has Grandpa Pappy, as she calls me, wrapped around her finger. There's not too many things that if she asked for, that I won't give it to her. If she wants a dill pickle, Pappy goes and finds the dill pickle. Merrill's not here to defend his grapevines, but if she wants a grape, she knows where Merrill's grapevines are because Pappy has showed her where the grapevines are. So similar. God wanting to do things for us, but we're going to have to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He wants us. He encourages us to seek him. This revival meeting coming up I don't have any doubt about the ability of our speaker. Brother Loper is a tremendous speaker. You could even say that he's a tremendous preacher. You could say that he's an excellent communicator. God's given him a gift. God's given him ability. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing that ability in these days ahead. But what we need is more than that. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon that gift that'll make it effective to all of our hearts, but specifically to our young people, because the enemy is doing everything that he can to distract them and call them away and offer them everything that's got a name. It may be money, it may not be. It may be fame, it may not be. It will be something that he will offer them. And there are some that are at a crossroads or will be nearing crossroads that need a special touch from heaven. This revival meeting is important to their spiritual lives. We may not see it on the outside. God's aware of it, and I believe that God wants to do something great. Our young people are facing things that we've all faced. And without the anointing of the Holy Spirit arresting our heart, arresting our soul, who knows where we would be as adults. We need to pray and seek God and ask for a divine touch, a divine encounter for our young people, afresh and anew. For all of us. All of us that will be here. And those that won't be here. We can still pray for them that God will visit their heart and visit their mind. I want us to take time for special prayer. It's at times like these that I wish the front of our church was bigger so that we could all gather up around the altar and have family altar, have family worship. I'm going to go down here. If you'd like to join around the front, I'd like for you to join around the front. Realize that we can't fit, but you're welcome to come or you're welcome to stay. I've asked Chad, if he would, to lead us in prayer specifically for our revival, for Brother Loper, for the needs, and that God will be specific in dealing with our hearts, helping us, establishing us, building a hedge for our young people. If you'd like to join me, come. Otherwise, you're welcome to remain in your seat. But Chad, at some point, lead us out in prayer this evening.